Now, some churches keep sinners at arm's length. No grace. Other churches try to make sinners feel comfortable. How? Well, they never talk about sin. They never offend anyone. They lower the bar so everybody can jump over it and we can all feel good about ourselves. But Jesus said, no servant's greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you also. That's the way it is. So something is wrong if all unbelievers hate us. Something is really wrong. Something is also wrong if all unbelievers always like us. Because the way that you get liked is to be no different than somebody else. And ultimately, an unholy world will never be won to Christ by an unholy church. A world without grace will never be won to Christ by a church without grace. A world without truth will never be won to Christ by a church without truth. Grace and truth. Many non-believers know only two kinds of Christians. Those who speak the truth without grace, and those who are very nice. I mean, nice neighbors. They smile, you know, broadly. They're glad to loan them the lawnmower. Just the kind of people that are really pleasant, but they never tell them the truth, and so they end up living through their lives and dying and going to hell without Jesus, never having heard about him. Never having heard. What about another type of Christian, like the biblical kind, the one who in a spirit of grace loves people enough to tell them the truth? Because the greatest kindness we can offer each other is the truth, spoken in love, spoken from a heart of grace. So biblical truths are those guardrails that keep us from plunging off that cliff. Now, a smart traveler does not curse the guardrails. You know, if you're driving on a mountain pass and your car hits a guardrail and you bounce off it and you're back on the road again and you pull over on the side of the road and you're going, oh, wow, close call. And then you get out and you look at your fender at the front of your car and you look at it and you go, oh, I can't believe it. That guardrail dented my fender. No. Now, you don't curse the guardrail. You thank God for the guardrail. Well, that's what God's truths are. They are guardrails given to us not to beat us over the head, but to protect us. They are given in our best interest. So don't apologize for God's truth. The guardrails of truth are not there to punish. They are there to protect us from ultimate destruction.